grace of healing last night, but I felt inspired in the service to minister a little bit here. So you pray for me that the Lord will help me. I feel like I have some things I could share that maybe help us. First of all, I was thinking about faith, and when I first, was saved, I had to be taught. I was always taught to go to doctors and always get medicine. So Jerry's grandmother taught me a lot to trust in the Lord, and I had to learn. And so we have to learn this. And even when you're raised with the saints, you have to learn how that God will help you. And I believe this morning, with the help of the Lord, it seemed like the Lord's been inspiring me to let's take it as a privilege. Let's take it as a honor to trust in the Lord, and not to feel like we have to do this or God's going to send us to hell or, nothing like that. But he wants us to look at it differently. He wants us to look at it that it's a privilege to trust in the Lord. It's an honor to trust in the Lord. And it's a better way to trust in the Lord. I believe God is a very merciful God, and I believe that sometimes we have different degrees of faith. If it wasn't so, then how could we grow in faith? And I want to read some scriptures first in Proverbs about wisdom. It seemed like that the Lord, he helps us to understand things better as we go along, and he gives us wisdom. And I, we would be very encouraged if everyone had faith way up there and we all trusted the Lord completely. That's what God wants. He really wants that. But we need to bear with one another and bear with those that don't have enough faith and encourage them to have faith. And young people, we want to share some things with you to increase your faith. And there is a scripture that says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And just like I was saying with my grandma, I'll call her my grandma. She was my grandma by marriage, but I owned her as my grandma because she was my saint grandma. And she helped me so much to have faith in God and trust in God. I want to read a scripture in Proverbs, and I'm going to compare this a little bit differently. But it says here, the way of life is above to the wise. Now, the last part says that he may depart from hell beneath, so we know it's talking more about sin and things. But I just want to take the first part of that, and if you'll allow me to do that, and compare it to divine healing. The way of life is above to the wise. It's great wisdom to trust in the Lord. It's great wisdom to lay aside the drugs, the prescription drugs and the medicine and all those things that the world says you have to have or you can't live without them. We have seen witnesses among us of elderly saints that have trusted in the Lord many, many years, and they're very healthy and they have not died, and the Lord has healed them. So we know the way of life is above to the wise. And, I was reading in a health book one time, and it said, it wasn't one of the saint books, but it was health book. And it said, you're going to see relatives, you're going to see people that you dearly loved that will die because they will go a different way. They won't take care of themselves. They will just take drugs, prescription drugs. They will take operations. They will go that way. And you try to call to them and tell them there's a better way, but they won't listen. And they won't eat right and do the right and sleep right and do anything right. They just don't take care of their body. And you're going to see loved ones that die early because they would not listen. So we want to encourage us this morning that the way is above to the wise. Proverbs talks a lot about wisdom. It says here in the 7th verse of the 15th chapter of Proverbs, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. If you have wisdom, you have knowledge that God has given you, you need to try to impart that to others. It's not because you're trying to put them just like you, but you're trying to help them because God has shown you some things. He's shown you some things that helps you, and you want to help them. I was reading in The Grace of Healing by J.W. Byers last night, and like I said, I really was studying, but I thought, well, someone else will have something. But I felt so inspired after I got here to share. And if someone else has something, that'd be great too. I just want to give what God inspired me with. But I was reading some different things in there. And it said, you know, the scripture that I'm going to read a little bit in James 5, it says, well, let's just go ahead and read that. It says, if any of you are sick, it says, is any among you afflicted? The 13th verse, let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And what was bringing out in the grace of healing, it said, it didn't say like, if you're sick among you, is any sick among you, let him call for the doctors right away. Let him call for the doctors and let the doctors give them medicine and let the doctors operate on them and let the doctors take care of them. Doesn't say that, does it? It said, this is talking to Christians. This is talking to people that are above the world. We have wisdom is exceeding above, and we have understanding exceeding above. So if we get sick, our instruction is to call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. And you said, well, what does this oil, is this oil? Now we know there's certain oils that have medicine prop, you know, they say that they help you in different ways, and they probably do in different ways. Lavender oil can kind of help you put it on your pillow or smell it. It can help you get sleepy. And there's different oils, and I'm not saying anything against them, but this oil is just the pure olive oil that Lord told us to do it that way. It's not that the oil heals us. It's just a symbol that that's what God wanted us to do. Anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And we have faith in God, and the people that are coming forward have faith in God. Now, I've read some of the older books that, you know, the saints were pretty strong about. They would question people. I know it was mentioned the other day about early morning church and all the healings and things, but they would question people. I mean, are you taking medicine? Do you have medicine in your cupboards? Do you take, they were pretty strong about it. They would say, are you depending on this medicine right now? Are you willing to lay that aside so we can pray for you? Are you going to keep going that way? You know, God doesn't want us going two different ways. You know, and if we choose that we want to take the medicine and we want to go that way, he'll let us go that way. But, you know, we can just hurt our own body by doing that. And I have some loved ones in my family that I'm sure, be careful how I say this, but I'm sure that some of the operations and one person was younger than me, is already gone into eternity. Operations and prescription drugs took havoc on their body until they died. And it's so sad, because when we know a better way, and dear ones, the medicine is not good for your body. It's just not. The Tylenol that people take for pain, I've never taken it, but maybe it takes a little pain away. I don't know. But it's not good for your kidneys. And there's so many things that people are taking and they just don't understand. I knew one person in my family that was taking 9 different medications. And I picked up some of the bottles and read, and this is someone in a different state, and I read the warnings on it. And it said it can cause you to have dementia. You can lose your mind. You know, it can give you ulcers, bleeding ulcers, or it can give you kidney infunction, or your kidneys won't function if you take too much of it. All these warnings, and they still take this medicine. And it's just so sad that people are going after that when God has a better way. And, you know, it's not just that the saints teach it, but the Bible teaches that when God was here, when Jesus was here, he went around healing many people of different diseases. He healed them. Everyone that came to him, he healed them. And he just worked miracles But, you know, the day of miracles is not past. God can still heal us today. He has healed us of many things. I know there's many witnesses here that could testify how God has healed them. But, you know, what is the great thing to do as saints is to be balanced and have an understanding that those that have the gift of faith or that we have that understanding, that we can be patient and kind to one another and not judgmental, but know how to do that. That takes a spirit of God, a spirit of Christ, to know how to work with people that don't have it and not cut them off and say, well, they're not saved because they're trusting in the medicine. But no, not have that kind of spirit, but be patient with them and show them a better way and keep working with them. Do you know that God can take those people someday and they can see, you know, I have the light. I have the understanding. You know, I was just like me. When I first got married to Jerry, he had been raised with the saints, so he knew a lot more than I knew. And my parents always took me immediately to the hospital when I was sick or got me some medicine. And I told Jerry, I says, I need some Alka-Seltzers. I'm not feeling well. And that's what I liked. And so he went and got it for me, but he said, you're not supposed to do that. And I said, but I know what. That's what you tell me, but I got a habit. And that's what I thought. See, and I was saved. And then I got really sick, and I said, I got to go to the hospital. And he didn't want to do that either, but he said, I'll take you, honey. I'll take you if that's what you want to do. I said, that's what I want to do. We had insurance from his work. And so he took me to the hospital, and they gave me a shot. And I got so sick from that shot, I came home. And all the time I'm doing this, I was only saved maybe like a month or 2 months, you know, not saved long. And all the time I'm thinking about what Jerry's telling me, that you're not supposed to do this. And Grandma's saying, have faith in God. And I've got all this in my mind, but I'm still doing it. But I still got in the back of my mind, well, maybe I'm not doing just right. Maybe I'm supposed to trust the Lord. And so when I got back home, I said, I'm so sick. I said, this medicine, this shot they gave me, has made me so sick. The whole room was just going, shoo, like spinning around, like I was just terrible sick. And I said, tell Grandma to pray for me. I want to get help. And so I said, pray the Lord. And I went to drink my Alka-Seltzer, and I drank that, and it tastes horrible. It tastes terrible. It didn't taste like it tasted when I wasn't saved. It tasted wonderful. It tastes to me like drinking 7-Up or something. But when God delivered me, I was hooked on that. The Lord delivered me from Alka-Seltzer. And when I started drinking, I said, this stuff tastes terrible, Jerry. He said, well, let's just get rid of it. And he always told me, you know, you got to trust in the Lord. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. And so then the Lord started working with me. So I know it takes a little time for people that don't understand. And then one time, if you allow me to kind of interject some testimonies, I had this terrible headache before Jody was born. I mentioned that the other day that I probably didn't go into too much detail, but the first time when Tammy was born, I was persecuted a lot at the doctor's offices because they wanted to give me this and that. And, you know, probably some of it was my own fault. I didn't know how to eat right. I didn't have the knowledge and understanding how to build up my iron. And, you know, and wouldn't even take a vitamin back then. I mean, I was just really, no, I'm not supposed to take any pills. I won't take any. And I just, they persecuted me. It's your iron's low. You're supposed to do this. And I really didn't have the wisdom and understanding. I should have took better care of myself. But because of that, every time I went to see the doctor, I was persecuted. Like, you know, and then one time I finally said, I'm trusting in the Lord. And they said, well, if you're trusting the Lord, then what are you doing here? And then I didn't know how to answer. And so that was what brought me up to the point that I thought, well, the next time, before a child is born, I'll just stay home the whole 9 months, and then I'll go to the hospital at the end. But as my went along, that's what my choice was. And at the end, I planned on going. The Lord built my faith up. And I kept having a faith. But one time, I must have had high blood pressure. That's what I think it was. And it was terrible pain. And I counted the hours. It was about 36 hours because I wanted to testify about this when the Lord healed me. And Brother Hargrave and Sister Hargrave was alive then, and we loved them, and we would talk to them. And so Jerry and I, we called them for prayer, and we told them to pray for us, but they didn't come to our house. But anyway, I was still suffering, and one day I just thought, what am I going to do? And I was reading this book about warning signals, and I thought, this is a warning signal. You're in bad shape. And I tried a hot water bottle. I tried cold rags. My head just hurt so bad. And I thought, if I don't get some help, and I was tempted. I thought, maybe I should go to the doctor and get some help. But I thought, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to trust the Lord. And so all of a sudden, I told Grandma, I said, let's sing some songs. And we sat in the living room. We sang some songs of our songbook. And she said, well, honey, why don't you just stand up and praise God for your healing? And I know I've told this before. And I stood up and I said, praise you, God, for healing me. And I was kind of a little slow about it at first. And then I got excited. And I said, well, praise God for healing me. And I was really working on it. And all of a sudden, the Lord came down and just blessed me. And he took all the pain away out of my head. And he healed me, not only the headache, whatever was wrong, he healed me. And Grandma, then I was really excited. And Grandma said, did it really go away? And I said, yes, it did. But she was my little coach, you know, and she always helped me. Her favorite scripture was, whatsoever you believe, I think I have it wrote down here, desire, believe that you shall have it. Mark 9, I think. Believe and you shall receive it. Or no, did I not say unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? That was her scripture. That was her scripture that she just loved. But, you know, God wants us to have wisdom. And sometime read that all in Proverbs about wisdom. But I want to turn over here to Mark 9. And, you know, God wants us to have faith in him. And it says here, I want to read over here, Matthew 9. I'm in Mark, I'm sorry. Let's go over to Matthew. I want to get Matthew 9. You know, God wants us to have faith in him and not be discouraged with this, to work on this. You know, we have to start sometimes in small things. I know people, sometimes if you get a cold, a bad cold, you know you're not going to die. Pretty much you're not going to die with that cold. It's just a cold. A lot of people have colds, they get better. But maybe you could start with that. You have a cold, instead of going and taking aspirin or taking cold remedies, you just try to drink healthy juices and water, lots of fluids. That's what doctors tell you. Drink a lot of fluids, get your extra sleep, and see how well you get over that cold, and pray. And God can bring you, I've seen the Lord heal us of common cold that should have lasted longer. And it just went away in a day. Because God come on the scene and helped me. And people say, well, you just got better. Well, if you got better real quick, God helped you. And you know, and start with small things to trust the Lord. You get a headache. Instead of going after the medicine and the whatever people take now, Tylenol, aspirins. I have one relative that tells me all the time, you should keep aspirin, honey, right with you all the time, because it will keep you from having a heart attack. Well, I just listen, but I don't know. I don't want to do that. But they want to help me, you know. And they've heard that this aspirin will just keep you from having a heart attack till you get to the hospital. But, you know, we've just learned a better way, that the Lord can help us. If they start to have, you know, God can heal your heart. He healed me back in the 80s, Jerry can testify this, but it was about a month. I suffered with my heart. I never went to the doctor, and it was only by the God's grace that I didn't. But I just knew God would take care of me. And I remember that, you know, if it wasn't a complete heart, what happened with my heart would hurt and would go all the way down my left arm and all the way up my, till finally I lost strength. That I had to sit in a chair to brush my teeth. For instance, I had to, if I cleaned up and washed my hair, I had to lay on the couch and have the children dry my hair. I was so weak. It was pitiful. I was just weak. I could not, my heart, when your heart starts going out, you just lose strength. And for about a month, you know, I just, Brother Carl was our pastor then, and Sister Rebecca, and I just finally come to the end. One Sunday, the girls had went to service on Sunday morning, and Jerry was sitting there, and I was probably, what, in my early 30s or something. But anyway, I was telling Jerry goodbye, basically. I said, Jerry, I said, I've trusted the Lord with a lot of things, but, you know, I'm not getting any better. And this is my heart, and it's been a month. I said, I really think I could be dying. I said, I could be dying. And I was saying goodbye to him. I said, unless God wants to heal me, and he comes on the scene and heals me, it's only going to be God if I come through this. And I was basically saying bye to him. Well, praise God, that very day, when I come to my wit's end, so to speak, Brother Carl and Sister Rebecca came in, and you know how Brother Carl will pray, rebuke the devil and help him to run down the road or something like that, get out of there and heal Sister Marcia, take this pain away in the name of Jesus. And I'm not lifting up Brother Carl, I'm lifting up Christ. But God used him and Sister Rebecca to have faith in Jerry, to have faith for me. Because I'm so weak, I can hardly pray. That's what I told him. So you got to pray for me. I said, I'm losing strength. I'm just, my life is ebbing out. And they prayed, and I can testify that I have never had a pain since then. And that was in the 80s. The Lord healed me. Praise God. I will say this, I was weak for about a year. Not extremely weak. But, for instance, the first day I went to the grocery store, the Lord just left enough to show me what he took me through. Time I got to the register to write my check for the groceries, I told the little lady, I said, I've been real sick and I can't stand up anymore. I said, I'm just losing my strength. And she said, well, you go sit down over there, honey, and I'll finish up the groceries. And so I went and sat down, and she finished up, and then I went back and signed, and I got home. Oh, I was extremely weak. And then I'd go to Camp Mains. I remember one time that year in Louisiana, went there, and I just got extremely weak, and I had to go lay down and take a nap in their Sunday school room. But things like that, it just took me about a year to feel real strong again. But God took that pain away, and he healed my heart. And you know that, because that was back in the 80s, and the Lord healed me. So, you know, that was a divine healing. You know, it's just not that we got better. God divinely healed us. And that's what we need today. We need to be divinely healed. That's what it says, divine. It's something above just getting better or some remedy we took. It's God. And, you know, it's something divine. It's above. It's above this world. It's something that God comes down and does for his children. It's a privilege to trust in the Lord. It's a wonderful privilege. And over here in it says, I think about the leprosy that was cleansed in the 8th chapter of Matthew. It says here that, behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Just immediately, that was one of the most terrible things they said back then, that they would cry out, they would go outside the city, they were not allowed to be around other people, and if anybody came near them and they had that, they were supposed to say, I'm unclean, so people would get away from them and not catch it. It's a terrible thing, skin disease. And the Lord cleansed him. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You know, these are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stories. It's true. I think about this, and when Jesus in the 5th chapter was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I know Jerry and I were talking about the other day about him. You know, the centurion, he didn't feel worthy. Sometimes we feel that way. And sometimes people that are not maybe raised with the saints, or they haven't been, maybe, I don't know how, maybe their faith has been low and they've been taking remedies, you might feel like you're a little unworthy. But you know, the Lord saw that man's heart. And you know, when we get in those places, that's when the God of humility, God wants to do something special for us. You know, the Lord said to him, I am a man under authority. No, I mean, he said to the Lord, I have soldiers under me, And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So what he was saying, he said, you know, you're a great authority, Jesus. You have great authority. All you have to do is speak the word. You don't have to come to my house. You can just speak the word. And he had so much faith there. And Jesus heard it. He marveled. And he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out. I'm going to skip that a little bit. But Jesus said unto them, the centurion, go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. You know, God wants us to have faith in him. And he, you know, when he sees faith, he loves that. Now, this is what I think about Jesus. I think when he looks upon us and we're struggling with something, and it, like was mentioned earlier, we sang that song. It could be anything that we're struggling with that God can heal. And not just being sick in your body. The Lord can heal many things. But here's another story. When Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. That was Peter's mother-in-law. Wasn't that a wonderful thing? The Lord healed her immediately and she was able to get up and help them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. I mean, if you read about Jesus' life, he did it all the time. He healed people all the time. Why wouldn't he heal us today that we love him? We've given our lives to him. We're living here in this world in 2018. We're doing our very best to serve him. We love him. We pray to him daily. We read the Bible. We go to service. We love the Lord. Why wouldn't he want to heal us? He does. He wants to heal us. He wants to help us. He's the same God. And it says here many things. Oh, the Lord is so good. Went over here at Matthew 11. Oh, I got that scripture. 11 and 22. It says, that's not what I want. Anyway, I thought I had the right one. Matthew 11. Oh, that was, I'm sorry. Mark 11, 22. That's what I get. Matthew, over here in Mark. Mark 11, 22. You know, the Lord, he loves us. He wants to heal us. I found it so. You know, he will heal us. I remember when we were in our car accident, the doctors came in and I had broken ribs. Jerry had broken ribs and his jaw was broken so bad. They had to wire his, a young drunk man hit us that night. We were coming back from Jerry's mother was sick and dying and we decided to go home because Sharon Dwight were there and there really wasn't room for our family. And it was about 2 a.m. We shouldn't have been out that time. I know Grandma used to teach us, when it gets late, go home and be home. Especially on the weekends. That's when the people are out drinking and drugs. And this is true. We should be home about 11 o'clock or earlier. Try not to be out that time of night. But, you know, we were going home about 2 a.m. And this bunch of, I think it was several boys, but one, he had been drinking and hit us. Jerry had a broken jaw. His jaw was all wired and he had broken ribs and his ankle was crushed. He's lived with this all his life since then. His ankle swollen and he can't hardly move it correctly, but the Lord's helped him to endure it. And I had broken ribs. I had a head concussion where the gear shift, I think it was the gear shift that went in my left temple. In your temple, you know, if you get hit in the temple, you can die easily. I had 40 stitches in my temple. The blood was just pouring out of my head that night. But what I want to get at is they put me on, because I had lost so much blood, they had put me on the floor, which they had an idea they were going to operate on me. And I did not know what they were planning to do. But they thought that my spleen must have been ruptured in the car accident because my blood was so low. They did think it was just from my head, but it was evidently. Or if it not, the Lord healed me. Because when they took an x-ray, my spleen was okay. But I did not know they had all these plans. And I was there, and I remember that they came in. There was a doctor and a couple nurses or something. And, of course, they didn't know us. They didn't know how we believed, you know. And I said, you must have a blood transfusion. And I said, I'm going to be all right. I don't want a blood transfusion. They said, you're going to die if you don't have it. They said, you are going to die. Your blood is just too low. If you do not have this, see, this is another thing they try to do is scare you. You are going to die. And I said, I will not die. I'm going to be all right. And they said, why? I said, because God, if he wanted to take me, I'd already been dead. God took me through already. I'm not going to die. The Lord's going to heal me. Well, I could see they were very upset, and they left. And I thought, I need some help, God. I need some saints. You're fighting for me. And about that time, Brother Ed walked in. He was our pastor with Brother Souders. And I told Brother Ed what happened. I said, I need some help. You better go back and tell Brother Souders to do something. So any Brother Souders came up there and talked to him too, I guess, from what I understand. I'm not sure to say. But they told that how we believed and that I didn't want the blood transfusion. Well, the enemy was working. I'm telling you, he was working against us. I'm not going to say who, because I know they loved me. That's why they did it. But there was some family member that signed a paper to force me, if my blood didn't go up, to force me to have a blood transfusion. And I'm saying this because, in case they ever hear this tape or something, I want them to know they loved me, okay? They loved me. They didn't want me to die. They saw I had these little children. And I know they meant well, but why? I mean, I was under pressure. And you know what the Lord did? Praise God. They gave me 24 hours, and the saints started praying for my blood to go up. And they said, we have this sign, and we're going to make you take it. Back then, if I would have taken that, that was when a lot of the, how can I word this in a careful way? A lot of people that were on drugs, addicts, were giving blood, okay? People that were sinners that were just, could have got some bad blood, let's put it that way. I could have hurt my own self. But I didn't even know that. But I found out later that was a time when there were a lot of that was going on. They were giving blood for money, and you would be getting maybe some bad blood. But anyway, 24 hours, the Lord helped that blood to go up. And I wasn't hardly getting anything. They had me on a liquid diet. I had like broth. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't getting nothing to really help me that much. But God Almighty helped me and helped that blood to go up. And they left me alone. And I praised God. And even some of my relatives after that said, well, you know, Marsha, I'm glad the Lord healed you. I'm glad you didn't have to have that blood afterwards, you know. And I said, yes, I am too. I'm so glad. But you know, the Lord, he loves us. He wants to heal us. He wants to help us. In Mark 11 and 22, it says, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So see, when we come to get prayed for, we have all unforgiveness out of our hearts. We want to be pure and clean before God. And you know, if we have been taking medicine, we need to say, no, Lord, by your grace, I'm going to lay this medicine aside. And I want the Lord to heal me. I've read a lot of those books where they would say right at the altar, we're just going to stop taking that medicine. We want the saints to pray for me. You know, And the Lord healed them. And it was just so sweet. And the saints was like, well, you know, we can't do both things and get by. I mean, we want the Lord to help us. We want the Lord to increase our faith. And if we've been doing a little bit of that medicine taking, ask God to help you to start, like I said, in the small things, a cold or a headache. Sometimes that's not too small, but ask the Lord to help you and do some natural things and pray. Get more sleep. You know, sleep is so very important. There was a man that Jerry used to work with years ago, and he died. And he would tell Jerry, I forgot how many hours sleep he did get. Three, he said, sleeping is a waste of time. So he said, I only sleep about 3 hours a night. And he purposely did this. I know sometimes we have difficulty sleeping, saints. But I'm just saying, he purposely did that and it killed him. He died. They found him dead, I think it was. It just wasn't good for him. We got to work on that if we can't sleep. I know you're right, sometimes. Very often I'm like that. Not very often that I can't sleep. But if it happens to me, I figure, well, the Lord wants me to get up and pray. So I go do that. And I have found out, and I know people kind of chuckle about me and my blueberries. I hear, but anyways, I just did this the other night because I didn't want to eat a bunch of food before I went to bed, and I had company there, and I said, I think I'll just make me a blueberry shake. So I made blueberry and banana and some skim milk, and I gave to one of my girls, and she liked it too. But what happened that night was amazing. I went to sleep. I never woke up one time. I slept the whole night till morning, till a little 8 o'clock or something when I set my, I think I woke up before the alarm went off, but I wanted to make sure I got to service. But you know, the Lord, so I tried it again one night. I did a little bit of that blueberry shake before I went to sleep. Happened again. I didn't wake up once. So then I had read about the banana and the blueberries have something in them that will make you sleep, help you sleep. So anyway, I just interjected that a little bit. But, you know, the Lord is able to heal us, even without good food. I know sometimes people say, I'm not totally dependent on that. I'm dependent on God. But I know God has taught me, because I'm going to tell you something God taught me. Back in the 80s, well, you see pictures of me when I was a little girl. You know, I wasn't raised with saints, but I had a little dress on. Back then, they wore dresses. I can't remember. I think it was like junior high or high school before that they allowed to wear pants. I wore dresses as a little girl. My mom said I would climb trees. She said I was a little bit like a tomboy, I guess. But I remember climbing trees. I loved trees. And I still remember that. I would climb trees and I'd sit on the branches and I thought, oh, these trees are so beautiful. And I just loved them. And she said, I'd come home with my little dress ripped all the time because I'd been climbing trees. So I wore dresses when I was a child because the world did. This, you know, now it's not so popular, but I mean, this is the thing that the world has drifted. From what we teach is not so strange. It's just that the world has went far away from it. If you read, you know, back in World War II and stuff, that's when they started wearing pants. The women started going out working on these shipyards and things because the men were off to war. And they started wearing pants. But up till then, the women, you look back years ago, they wore dresses. But what I was trying to bring out is, you know, that as a child, the Lord worked with me that way. And he helped me to see. And when I was a little child, my parents drank a lot of pop, and I drank Pepsi. And all I say, well, Sister Marcia's going to teach against pop. Well, you know what we need to do is we're free to do whatever you want to do, okay? If you want to drink pop, drink it. But I'm just telling you, it's not good for you. So you do what you want to do. It's your body. Sometimes I think we get a little, you know, a preacher preaches something. They say, oh, this is the ironclad rule. You got to do it. No, they're teaching you a better way. They're teaching you something that God has showed them. And if you want to do it, you can try it. But I'll tell you what, I got a lot healthier when I laid that Pepsi-Cola away. And I told the Lord, you see me as a little child. I used to love porch swings. I would swing on my porch swing. I'm from Virginia, you know, so a lot of them have porch swings. And I'd swing on that porch swing with my cold Pepsi Cola. Oh, I loved it. Love it. I'm sure if I took a sip, I could love the taste of Pepsi Cola. But I'm afraid of it because I know I was addicted to drinking that. And one day I was praying. After I came out of that heart problem, I said, well, Lord, I'd like you to give me health. I need health. And I said, is it okay if I pray for health, Lord? I said, it says, ask what you will and you shall have it. And I'm testifying today, I'm healthy by the grace of God, okay? I mean, if there's something wrong with me, I don't know it. But, you know, I know God could take me anytime he wants. He has no problem whether I'm sick or well or, you know, I could die in my sleep. I mean, God has no problem taking you to heaven. You don't have to be sick to die. That's right, you don't. You can be well. And, you know, I was praying for health. You know what the Lord spoke to me? I know it was God. He said, I'll give you health if you'll listen to me. And the first thing I want you to do is lay aside that Pepsi Cola. I said, oh, God, that? I'll have to have help from you, God. You'll have to help me. I said, deliver me from it then. Take the desire away. And I gave it up. Yes, my husband. Gave it up. It wasn't me. God gave me the victory. Then he began to show me other things. I'm not saying I've never taken. It might be a year, year and a half, or maybe 2 years since I bit into it. I heard the other day the brother mentioned Twinkie. It was Brother Bob. Twinkie. Twinkies have that nice white cream inside, and they're kind of good, especially if you get right into that creamy part. But, you know, I've read about Twinkies. They're horrible for you. It's a facade. It's not really good for you. But I don't know how many years ago it's been since I bit into a Twinkie. I just don't let myself do it. But sometimes I let myself have a piece of chocolate cake. I'll be honest, I'm human. I like it. But I try my best to stay away from things I don't think's good for me. And when I do, it's, oh God, would you please help me? I'm tempted again. Help me to stay away from this bad stuff and get myself right back on track. Going after, we can go after things. If we want to go after juicy hamburgers, we'll go after. If we want to go after french fries, we'll go after. If we want to go after healthy drinks, we'll go after it. You know, and it's so much better for your body. And the Lord said, he began to teach me. This is why I'm trying to share with you, because I love you and I want to help you. He began to talk to me that there's things that will help your body. I created all things. Now, some of the young people, they say, I don't like vegetables. Have you heard that? Children, little children? I don't like vegetables. I won't eat vegetables. Well, you know what? God may talk to you about that because, you know what? God created lots of vegetables. Lots of vegetables and fruits. And he did it for a reason. Did it for a reason. Anyway, we're going to finish up here, but... verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You know, sometimes we have to speak to our mountain. Speak to the mountain. Whatever mountain is in your life, you know, we can speak against it. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, I will not accept this. You know, there's power in our words. You know, I just don't let myself go there sometimes, and if I'm tempted at all to say, and sometimes even this meeting, I've said it a couple times, I'm getting tired. I'm just getting tired of my body. And then the Lord said, you stop that. You're getting enough sleep. You can do this. I said, you're right, Lord. And I started saying, I have energy. And the more I said, I have energy, I really have it. You know, we can speak good things about ourselves. You go around moping and saying, I'm discouraged, I'm tired. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get tired. You're going to get discouraged. I remember one brother said one time, one of our pioneer ministers, his sister was always discouraged. He's always down about something. And he said, I just don't know how to help her, Lord, because I'm never discouraged. I'm never down. So he went in his room and he started saying, I'm discouraged, I'm down, I'm discouraged. I'm so discouraged. I'm so down. And pretty soon the spirit of the enemy just started coming over him, and he could feel the power of the devil, and he was really becoming that way. And he said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devil. And he said he never tried that again, to try to help somebody. Never tried that again. And so we need to speak to our mountains. Speak to them. And even if you come forth and get prayed today and you go out and you're still feeling bad, speak to it. Say, I got prayed for in the name of Jesus. I am healed. And just keep doing it over and over. Praise the Lord. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say it, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we're going to end with that. I pray that this will help you a little bit and help me too. I want to be true to the Lord. I want to believe in him, because I know he's a great big God, like we heard in this meeting, and he can heal us of anything. Our sins, he can take our sins away. He can heal people and help them to get saved. The same God. I think about that scripture that says, when they were asking Jesus, why did you heal? He said, is it any harder for me to say, rise up and walk, or thy sins be forgiven? That's a healing, to be saved from sin. And there's a healing in our bodies too.